Dr. Christian's office.
The Vaseline Program with a new Dr. Christian prize play called Homecoming by Jacqueline Rhodes and Elizabeth Latimer of Hollywood, California. Starring Jean Herschel as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price. Many hands that punched out on war plant time clocks this evening were sore after the day's exposure to machine oils, chemicals, dyes, or other irritating substance. Yet a simple daily routine, performed in just two easy steps, can make those hard-working hands feel downright good. Here's the procedure. First of all, apply a light coating of Vaseline petroleum jelly before starting the job. This protective film helps keep grime and grit from becoming ground into the skin, thus safeguarding against infection. And it also makes dirt and grease much easier to remove, less apt to irritate. Then after the wash-up, another application of Vaseline petroleum jelly supplements the natural skin oils often scrubbed away with strong cleansers, soothes minor cuts and abrasions, helps promote quick healing. If you work hard with your hands in a factory, on a farm, or in your home, try Vaseline petroleum jelly. Keep a jar within easy reach, a convenient tube in pocket or purse. But when you buy, make sure you get Vaseline petroleum jelly. And so to our prize-winning play. And it begins in the office of Dr. Christian, where so much of the drama of River's End centers.
Hello, Judy.
Why, Connie Craig. You look as radiant as an angel. Whatever.
Shh. It's a surprise. Oh, is Dr. Christian in?
Yes, he's just about to leave for the hospital.
Judy, I'll be back in a little while.
Guess who?
These are lovely slim fingers over my eyes. Couldn't be a truck driver.
Could, too.
Well, maybe a Red Cross station wagon.
Check.
But surely that gay voice couldn't belong to a worried young wife whose husband is in the South Pacific, like, say, Connie Craig.
Oh, you're too smart. There.
Judy, when a lovely young girl kisses an old bachelor like me, there's just one answer. She's heard from a sweetheart.
Oh, darling, you know everything. But then you should about me. First you brought me into the world, and then you made that world beautiful by bringing me my Nicky.
What did he say in the letter?
It wasn't a letter. It was a telegram. Nicky's flying here today. He's on leave, and he'll be at the airport in half an hour.
That's wonderful news, Connie.
Oh, but I thought he was still in the South Pacific.
So did I. He's been holding out on me. He wanted to surprise me. Dr. Christian, I'm so happy I could cry.
How long is it since you've seen him, Connie?
18 months. Just think, we've been married almost 2 years, and yet in all that time, we've had just 5 weeks together.
A lot has happened in those 18 months.
He was just a shave tail then. Now he's a captain who's won the Distinguished Service Cross.
He was just a boy, now he'll be a man.
How long will he be here, Connie?
Just a few days now. But here's the most wonderful part. He's going to Washington on official business, and he doesn't know it yet, but that's going to be our second honeymoon.
Oh, that's perfect.
No wonder those stars are shining in your eyes, Connie.
When Nicky steps out of that plane, it'll be the most beautiful moment of my life. And if I don't hurry, I'll miss it. I'll call you tonight. You must come over, both of you. Only first I want him all to myself. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Connie.
Goodbye, Connie. Oh, I never saw anyone so incredibly happy.
Yes, Judy, so happy it almost make me afraid.
My Nicky. Dear God, thank you for bringing him safely home to me. Nicky! Nicky, darling, here I am.
Connie!
Oh, Nicky, my darling. My darling.
Don't cry, Connie. Don't cry.
I can't help it, dearest. It's so wonderful. You're really here.
Yes, dear, I'm really here.
Aren't you going to kiss me?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. There's quite a crowd here. Let's get away, shall we?
Yes, dear, of course. The car's right out at the entrance. I almost drove right on through the runway in my excitement.
Where are your mother and your dad?
In New York. Dad had to go on business. They don't even know you're here yet. Darling, I can't even realize it myself.
I can't either. It's as if I were walking in a dream.
Wait, Nicky. Just stand still a minute and let me look at you.
Nothing to look at, Connie.
And you wearing the ribbon of the Distinguished Service Cross. Darling, I'm so proud of you.
Just lucky at catching medals, honey.
Here's your face is thin. Are you really well again? Is your shoulder all healed?
Yes, dear, of course I'm well. Well, if it isn't a little old bus. Good old Mehitable.
You drive, darling. Even if it is broad daylight, I want to put my head on your shoulder.
Well, if you don't mind, Connie, I sort of rather you drove.
All right. If you say so.
How's Dr. Christian?
Oh, he's just fine.
Judy still with him?
Of course. Can you imagine him without his girl, Friday?
Do you suppose we could stop by and see them?
Why, yes, of course. They'd love it. Dr. Christian, look what I brought.
Nicky, my boy, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, it's great to see you, Dr. Christian.
Oh, we've been hearing wonderful things about you, Nicky. Papers have been full of your achievements.
They must have been short of copy. Tell me about yourself, Dr. Christian.
Ah, there's nothing to tell, my boy. Just a little busier than ever. Oh, Judy.
Yes, coming. Nicky Craig. Welcome home.
Thanks, Judy. You're looking prettier than ever.
Oh, thank you, sir. You mind if I take Nicky outside, Connie? There are a couple of his admirers in the other room who would give their eye teeth to shake hands with him. Ah, don't pull back, Nicky. It's only little Jimmy and Ted Valentine.
Oh, that's different.
Connie, my child, you're not happy. What is it?
Dr. Christian, I don't know. Nothing's the way I thought it would be. Nicky's so different. He's so remote.
Well, how do you mean?
He didn't even kiss me until I asked him to. And then it was as if he were a stranger.
Oh, Connie, my dear, you must have patience. Remember all Nicky's been through in the past 18 months? War changes a man.
Oh, Dr. Christian, if I should lose him, I wouldn't want to live.
Oh, you won't lose him, Connie. Just give him time. Let him relax. Try to act completely natural yourself. As if he had only been away a week, say. It'll help to make these first hours easier.
All right, I'll try.
Fine. Dry those tears. Chin up. That's my girl. And smile.
Here we are, Nicky. Home. Does it look the same?
Yeah, nothing's changed much. The willow's bigger than ever.
And the honeysuckle vine you planted has grown all over the arbor. Darling, you open the door with your key.
I can't, Connie. I lost it.
Oh, Nicky, when?
That last time I crashed.
But darling, why didn't you tell me I'd have had another one made for you? The key was our symbol. You always said it was your good luck piece.
I know. Open the door, won't you, Connie?
No, dearest, please, you open it. I've dreamed of this moment so often when you'd come back to our home. We've had so little time to live in it together.
All right, dear. Give me the key. I want to see all the changes you've made.
Not now, darling. You need to rest first. You're shaking.
All right if I carry the bag up myself, lady?
Well, just this once.
Gosh. This is a beautiful room.
Just as beautiful as we planned it. Nicky, put your luggage here and I'll unpack it.
Don't bother. I'll just need a few things.
No bother, dear. It'll make me very happy. Oh, darling, don't put those things in front of your picture. That place is sort of a place of honor here. See? Candles and a silver holder on each side and these lovely pink camellias in the center.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it okay for me to use this top drawer?
The other one, Nicky. That one's sort of sacred. Look, dearest, I keep all your letters here. See? These tied with the green ribbon are your first ones from Pensacola. And these in the blue are from Australia. And these tied with gold are
The ones you wrote when you were in the thick of battle somewhere in the South Pacific. I love this one, Mickey.
Good Lord, you're not going to read that now.
Why not?
You mean that's more satisfactory than I am?
Darling, I didn't say that.
No, but it's true just the same. I couldn't possibly live up to your dreams of me. I think I'll go for a walk, Connie.
Is that you, Nicky?
Yes, Connie.
You've been gone a long time.
I went for a walk along the river.
Oh.
You've been crying.
No, I haven't, Nicky.
I'm sorry, it's my fault. I've been a heel.
Darling, you haven't. Don't talk like that, please.
Connie, believe me, I don't want it to be this way between us, but it's something I can't help. I can't seem to feel anything. I guess there's just one thing for me to do, and that's to get out.
Oh, no, Nicky, no, you can't.
Darling, there's no use in my staying here. I'll only hurt you and make an impossible situation for us both. The sensible thing is for me to clear out now.
Nicky, I won't let you.
I've made up my mind, Connie.
Oh, who can that be?
I don't know.
You go, Nicky, please.
All right.
Hello, Nicky.
Surprise, surprise.
Hello, Doctor and Judy. Well, come on in.
Well, we thought the party was in order.
Where do you see the food we've got? And the rest of the gang will be along in a second.
Oh, say, this is a great idea.
Where's Connie?
Oh, she's here. Connie, come on, it's a party.
I'm coming. Oh, why, Dr. Christian.
Hello.
Judy, this is wonderful.
We decided to horn in on your hero, Connie. You've had him to yourself long enough.
Connie, will you show me where to put the food?
Yes, you go ahead. Nicky and I'll wait here for the crowd.
All right. Here's the great kitchen. I'm so glad you came, Doctor.
I had a feeling you might need me.
I do, desperately. Dr. Christian, Nicky doesn't love me anymore.
He hasn't said that, has he?
Not exactly, but he doesn't want me to be near him. He doesn't touch me. Dr. Christian, he couldn't act like this if he still loved me, could he?
Yes, he could, Connie.
But Nicky himself said he doesn't feel anything. What else can it mean?
It could mean many things that have nothing to do with his love for you, Connie. Maybe an emotional exhaustion that has resulted in physical numbness.
I don't understand, Dr. Christian.
You see, Connie, in combat, many things happen to a man which shock and repel him. In many cases, such shock results in temporary loss of sight or use of limbs. In Nicky's case, the result is that he shrinks from many situations which demands an emotional response from him.
He wants to go away tonight. He said so just before you came.
Well, then you must go with him.
I can't, Dr. Christian. He doesn't want me.
Oh, yes, deep in his heart he does. And you must stay with him. You mustn't let this breach between you widen.
How can I force myself on him when he shuts me out so completely?
This is a challenge to your fate, Connie. You must meet it with patience and understanding. You must stand quietly by him, no matter what he may say or do. Don't smother him with your love. But let him be sure of you. Let him have that as a solid rock to cling to.
I'll try. But won't you talk to him, Dr. Christian?
Oh, no, let's wait until he comes to me.
Connie! Dr. Christian, where are you?
Right here, Judy. Connie and I were having a little talk.
Where's Nicky?
Oh, he went upstairs a few minutes ago. Oh.
You go and find him, Connie. I'll join the party and help Judy with the supper. Till you and Nicky come.
Dr. Christian, you're an angel. Nicky, you're packing.
I can't take it, Connie. I've got to get out of here.
And I'm going with you.
Why, Connie? What's the use of prolonging this torture for us?
I love you, Nicky.
Darling, I'll only make you miserable.
Nicky, you're really worrying about me. I know you're not afraid for yourself, but for me. Well, darling, don't be. This is my fight, too, can't you see? Please don't try to shut me out of it.
I'm not worthy of you, Connie.
Not worthy? Darling, you're my whole life. Nothing else matters. Nicky, stay here with me. You're not due in Washington for 3 days, are you?
No.
Well, then stay. Let's meet the rough spots together. Please, shall we?
All right, Connie. If you want me to, I'll try.
Come on. Let's join the party.
Hello, Judy.
Well, hello, Nicky. We haven't seen you since the supper party. What brings you out in this rain?
Well, I sort of wanted to talk to the head man. Is he in?
Yes. You can go on in now, Nicky.
Thanks. Hello, Dr. Christian.
Oh, Nicky, my boy. I wondered when you'd get around to paying me a visit. How's Connie?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
She's not sick?
No, not unless I've made her so.
Well, what seems to be the trouble, my boy?
I'm the trouble. Dr. Christian, you know how much I love Connie, but well, these last 3 days that I've been home have been a nightmare for both of us.
Oh. Well, suppose you sit down and tell me about it, Nicky.
Well, I don't quite know how to say it, but I can't stand being around Connie. In my heart, I know I love her, but since I've come home, every time I'm alone with her, I want to escape.
Oh, my poor boy.
When I see how I'm hurting her, I could just cut my throat. It's all my fault. Connie would never act like this, no matter how much she wanted to be free of me.
I believe underneath all this, you are afraid you're not worthy of Connie's love.
Perhaps that's so.
When did you first feel this unworthiness, Nicky?
I've always felt it, I guess. She's so fine, such a superior person.
Yes, I know. That's the natural humility of a deep love, but it never came between you?
No.
Nicky, do you think you fully recovered from that last crack-up? About 2 months ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure.
That was the day you got the last 2 zeros.
Yeah.
Were you flying alone?
No, but Dr. Christian, let's talk about something else, shall we?
All right. Tell me, how's the boy who enlisted with you, your college roommate? Skip Wallingford, wasn't it?
Skip was with me that last day. His ship was on fire, the machine gunner, when he bailed out.
I didn't know, Nicky. I'm sorry to hear that.
I got them, the dirty rats. But I couldn't help Skip. Oh, let's forget it.
That was when you crashed?
I failed, Skip.
Why do you say that, Nicky?
I chased those zeros down, but my plane got out of control. Just when I needed control, I muffed it.
But, Nicky, that wasn't your fault.
Yes, it was. If I had gotten my ship out of that dive, I might have been able to land and pick up Skip, and then...
But if the machine gunned him, it would have been too late anyway, wouldn't it?
I don't know. That's the awful part about it. I'll never know.
Ah, you're torturing yourself with needless self-reproach.
There's something else, too, Dr. Christian. I couldn't tell anybody this before, but when I blacked out in that crash, I saw Connie.
You mean you had a vision?
Something like that. I seemed to be stumbling along a dark passageway, and Connie was half supporting me in her arms. Then, suddenly, I knew Connie was tired of helping me, that she wanted to be free. When I tried to let go of her, Skip seemed to be standing between us. Then everything got black.
But, Nicky, that was just a dream.
Maybe. But when I came to in the hospital, I found that the key Connie gave me and the letter of hers I kept it in were gone.
The key?
Yes, it was the key to our home. She gave it to me with our names engraved on it when I left.
I see.
That key was a symbol of our marriage and our home. When I knew that was gone, I was sure everything else had gone with it. I saw that in failing Skip, I would always fail Connie, too.
Oh, my boy, don't you see all this mental conflict within you is based on a fear of your own making, Nicky? It has nothing at all to do with Connie.
Somehow, Dr. Stacey, this talking to you has given me a feeling of relief.
Good.
The whole weight has been lifted.
I'm glad, my boy.
I think I'd better get home to Connie now, Dr. Stacey. Thanks for what you've done.
Hello. Hello, Dr. Christian. This is Mickey. Has Connie been there since I left?
No, she hasn't, Mickey.
Oh, she's gone. She's taken the car. I phoned everybody I can think of, but nobody's seen her.
Oh, she didn't even make it.
That's so strange. Now, that was the way I've been treating her. She's probably fed up with me.
Oh, I don't think she'd go far in this storm.
I've got to find her, Dr. Chris. If anything happens to Connie...
Oh, don't worry. I'll be right here when we look for her together. The rain's gotten much heavier during this past hour, isn't it?
I just heard a news broadcast say the Northfield Bridge has just gone out and two cars along with it.
I'll stop imagining things. I stopped by Fred's filling station. He said he serviced Connie's car not an hour ago and that she's headed up the old river road.
Suppose Connie did come this way. How would she keep her car from skidding over one of these embankments?
Oh, she's an excellent driver. Now, don't worry. We haven't much further to go, Nick.
Hey, wait. Wait, look. Isn't that a car at the side of the road around the next bend?
I think so.
It's her car, Doctor. Stop, stop. Why, she's not in it, Doctor. Wait a minute. There she is, walking up the road. Connie. Oh, Connie, my darling. Thank God I found you. Are you all right, darling?
Of course I am, so.
I've been worried sick. If anything had happened to you, I...
Darling, the most beautiful thing in the world has happened to me. You've come home.
Yes, Connie. Everything is all right at last.
Can I give you children a lift?
Yes, our guardian angel, Connie.
Dr. Christian, what can we ever do to repay you?
Huh? You might come in out of the rain.
You worked a miracle, Dr. Christian.
No, Connie. Love has worked a miracle. I only hope that the same kind of love will bless the homecomings of all our boys.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian Prize play with our star, Dean Herschel, waiting to greet you. From now on, Mother will do more baking and cooking, Dad will be stoking furnace and fireplace, and more of those everyday household burns are bound to occur. Should anybody in your family get one, here's what to do right away. Cover it with plenty of Vaseline petroleum jelly spread on fine mesh gauze. Bandage firmly, but not tightly. If the burn is deep or covers a wide area, call your doctor. Vaseline petroleum jelly, known to the medical profession as petrolatum, is widely used today as an effective first aid treatment for burns. Used as a surface dressing for major burn casualties, civilian and military, it's credited in medical reports with helping to promote remarkable recovery. Keep these things in mind, friends, and keep Vaseline petroleum jelly always available for minor household burns. Get a jar or convenient tube from your druggist tomorrow. Remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Teasbrough Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. Now, here is Dean Herschel.
Thank you very much. The play you've just heard was the work of two young Hollywood writers, Jacqueline Rhodes and Elizabeth Lattimore, collaborating as a writing team for the first time. Joan Loring played the role of Connie Craig and George Eads played the role of Mickey. Next week, our prize play is called Fame Before Folly by Burley of Monticello, New York. We invite you to listen again next week to the Vaseline program. Same time, same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.